Today is Friday, August 8th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Pickleball Day. It's National or Global Sleep Under the Stars Night. National Dollar Day. National CBD Day. National Happiness Happens Day. National Mochi Day, or Mochi, which I don't like because I don't like the texture of it. It's just one of those things that I don't like the texture of. It's that chewy texture that I don't enjoy. And last but not least, well, it's National Custard Day, so you can go have frozen custard. They're showing a picture of frozen. I don't know if it's... Oh, it's Frozen Custard Day. We have a place here called Andy's that makes really good frozen custard, but it's so rich that you eat a couple of spoonfuls and you feel like you feel heavier somehow. I can't describe the feeling. Not heavy. That's the wrong way to put it, but you feel just like you ever eat a piece of like a really fudgy chocolate cake and you're like, oh, that's all I can handle is like one piece. It's kind of like that. Last but not least, it's National Whataburger Day, if you guys want me to say it that way. On the commercial, it is a company that's based in the South, in Texas, and they say it like I say it. I've said this a million times, and I don't think it sounds... These people that think I'm saying water burger, like there's water in the burger, or, you know, it's made of water, I don't hear it at all, because I say Whataburger. There's no R. Whataburger. Whataburger. No R. They want me to say Whataburger. But it's all one word, Whataburger. It's not Whataburger. Whataburger. Anyway, regardless, I have worn that out. And my friends are never going to agree with me. Oh, I have to read this one. It's this was at the bottom. It's also Sneak Some Zucchini Into Your Neighbor's Porch Day. Can you imagine? I mean, why would you want to sneak some zucchini? Who even made that a thing? Is it harvesting season for zucchinis? And so that's a thing that they would do, is go secretly put a bushel of zucchini on someone's doorstep, and you open your door and you're like, oh, Bob, look, we got some zucchini. I don't know. So I already started recording this earlier, and then my SD card ran out of space, and so I had to start over. It ran out of space really quickly. It started recording, and then about 3 minutes in, I noticed that, wait, where's my timer? And there was no timer because the SD card had run out of space and it had stopped recording. And so I was like, how long do I have left? And so I had to start over, folks, because it was completely full and there was nothing I could do. So SD card full and starting over. But one thing that I had mentioned is, and I don't like to bring this show down, so I won't belabor this too much. But as you guys know, I don't enjoy my job, and there's nothing wrong. The company I work for is a good company. They pay me well. There are plenty of people who would find my job interesting and fulfilling. But it keeps me stressed out all the time because I have to make a lot of decisions. I've figured out that one of the reasons is because I have to make a lot of decisions, and I don't enjoy making decisions because decisions mean generally that you're going to make some people happy and some people not happy. And I, being a people pleaser, I think part of it is having to explain to the people who are not happy why you chose not to do a thing that they wanted you to do, and you chose to do something else, and constantly just getting things reviewed all the time makes me feel like I'm constantly not good enough because I just don't handle criticism well. And so anytime you have a review meeting or review sessions for things, people are going to give feedback. and it's not always going to be perfect, but it's just, I've just, and I don't know if it's a midlife crisis, but I'm just really stressed and to the point where it's bleeding over into other parts of my life. So I'm having to force myself to do things that used to make me happy because I'm just so burned out by everything at work. And I don't know what to do because I'm too afraid to quit. And I don't feel like I have enough energy to go out and look for something new. I just feel stuck, you know, and I'm going too much into this. But so, you know, it has made it hard to get out and just live life to the fullest because I just am trying my best to hang on. I feel like I'm on some roller coaster ride and I just need to hang on tightly to, you know, keep going, basically. It's something. It's something else. And my therapy apparently has not helped so far. And my medicines have also not helped so far. It's just getting worse. And I won't belabor it anymore. But I just wanted to, you know, you get, this is a personal journal and you guys deserve to know my state of mind. So we do have some contact here from Gary in Portland. Gary says, Scotty has been to Pride 48 in New Orleans. Okay, so I said, so Kathy, I have met Scotty before. I was pretty sure I had met Scotty before. So Scotty's been to Pride 48 in New Orleans. And Gary also says, a straight couple at his church went to Egypt this year. They enjoyed it, but he agrees with me on Egypt or the Middle East. Yeah, those are places that I want to visit. I would enjoy learning about them, seeing the pyramids in person. There are many, many, I really like old, what do you call it? Not artifact, old ruins, old buildings, old architecture, old stuff. And not so much museums. I do enjoy going to museums, but I don't like to read all the stuff. Because it just takes too long to read everything. And I'm not going to remember it. There's no way I'm going to remember every little placard that I read in a museum. So, but man, the big, huge buildings, that's one of the reasons I like having a tour guide, because they tell you stuff and you don't have to sit there and spend, you know, hours reading it. Plus, Mark's not really too into museums, and so I don't want to spend too much time and him be bored as well. So, but I'm not really into reading all the stuff. So I don't know. Maybe one day, you know, they'll be more relaxed when Mark and I are a little bit older on their hatred of LGBTQ plus folks. But those are two places that I have not put on my bucket list to go because of that. So like I've said before, when we plan travel, I tend to go to those websites that have the LGBTQ plus friendliness rating of a place and look for ones that are mostly green. So I don't have to worry about being arrested or being executed or something for being in love with a boy. Gary also says, I don't think you mention Holland, Amsterdam. I don't know what that's related to. And he loves ginger muffins. I must have mentioned both of those things. I don't remember. But regardless, thank you for texting, Gary. I appreciate it. For anyone else who wants to text, you can, 479-221-9393. It's completely clear, so if you have anything you want to say to me, if you want to give me some tips for... I downloaded this book on Audible on burnout, because I'm thinking maybe this is burnout. And I don't know the cure for burnout, but maybe that's what it is. This is burnout. I'm just burned the crap out. And so ChatGPT recommended a book, and I downloaded the book and I started listening to it, and it's a book on burnout for women. And I know women get really burned out because they, man, women are expected to, in straight relationships, bless women's hearts, because a lot of straight relationships, the woman is expected to raise the kids, keep the house clean, cook, you know, plan, do all the family stuff, buying the Christmas presents for everyone, like doing all of that kind of stuff. Plus, most times women are working nowadays as well. So they're taking on so much, and I get it. You know, women get burned out, and that is rightly needs a book. But I'm not sure that that book is going to help me, because I'm not in that same situation. I do cook every... I mean, I am in charge of the cooking. But I'm not in the same situation as some women. I'm in a different situation. I need a book for middle-aged men who are stressed out, anxious, and burned out by their work, and it's bleeding over into everything else of their life, because that's what I need. So I don't know if I'm going to finish listening to that book or what I'm going to do, but we'll see. I paid for it with my credit. All right, well, nothing has happened this week. We had our first orchestra rehearsal, and the guy who normally... We don't have chairs, but the guy who I would consider to be the best player amongst us has decided to take a break. And so it's me, and there was only one other trumpet player there last night, but there is a third trumpet player. But that kind of leaves me as the top of the totem pole at this point. I don't know how I feel about that. I kind of like being second on the totem pole. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.